The fictional drill involved a midnight spill of 50,000 gallons of heating oil from global company's 5 million gallon storage tank in New Windsor into the Hudson River. In the scenario, the spill derailed a CSX train.
This kind of real hands-on training is important. Most people have not seen a rail car like this. And you don't want to run into this the first time at 1 o'clock in the morning when you have an incident going on.
John O'Mara is a regional spill engineer for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, which co-hosted the drill. Global Companies, which is regulated by DEC, is required to hold drills at various intervals, and DEC asked them to expand the exercise to the state and federal levels. Dennis Farrar is chief of the DEC's Emergency Response Coordination Section of the Division of Environmental Remediation.
You know, because you're on the river here at this place, you know, this is a multi-transportation facility. You have the railroad tracks here. You have the barges loading and unloading here. You can see the trucks distributing the fuel oil and gasoline from here. So this is a nexus, a transportation nexus. So this is where a lot of things, the possibility of an incident is always greater when you're transferring petroleum from one mode of transportation to another.
O'Mara says it's the first such oil spill drill of this magnitude from the DEC in some 10 to 15 years. As for why now?
Because there's a lot of oil coming up and down the river now. It's going to be more crude oil coming down in these type of tanker cars.
Global Companies is a subsidiary of Waltham, Massachusetts-based Global Partners, one of the largest wholesale distributors of gasoline, home heating oil, diesel, kerosene, and residual oil to customers in New England and New York. It has several terminals in the Northeast, including New Windsor. The DEC's Farrar says public awareness of the increase in petroleum transport coincides with the need for emergency response teams to be better coordinated at all levels for any such spills.
But now, because we see the train transportation of crude from the Midwest to the East Coast, people see the petroleum a lot more than they ever did in the past. In the past, the boats came up, they went to a tank in Albany, they put it into a gasoline tanker, a fuel oil tanker, and I got my gasoline or I got my fuel oil. Nobody thought about it. It's one of those things that goes on in the background. But now, because we see in Albany especially, 100-car trains of tank cars going by, we never saw that before.
John Lipscomb is patrol boat operator for environmental group Riverkeeper. He says he was there to learn.
Our job is to look out for the river. And, there's a lot of concern on whether a derailment along the river or a vessel accident could be responded to in a manner that protects the river.
The Orange County Hazardous Materials team was unable to participate in the drill.
They were supposed to play, but they got called out, no kidding, to a real-world oil spill.
Shannon Fisher is the team's spokeswoman. She says the Orange County Hazmat team was called out Tuesday morning when a few hundred gallons of heating oil spilled during a home delivery in Greenville near Port Jervis. Here's what she says team members missed from the drill.
The coordination between all the different agencies, the communication piece with all the different agencies, it doesn't matter if it's a training event, it doesn't matter if it's real world. The number one issue across the board, any disaster, any time, any type, man-made, natural, or otherwise, is communication.
The U.S. Coast Guard, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, local emergency response and management teams, contractors, and law enforcement agencies were among those who participated in the drill. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.